More than 200 Amhara people were killed in the Oromia region last week. Ethiopia is one of the most ethnically diverse nations in Africa. It also has the second largest population on the continent. But in recent years, the country has struggled with rising ethnic-based violence and tension. To unpack this for us, we are joined this morning on the line by senior Ethiopian analyst at the International Crisis Group, William Davison. William, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thank you for having me on.
What can you tell our listeners about the recent incident in the Oromia region?
This incident of the killing of civilians happened in the west of the region. It's come amidst the ongoing insurgency by a Oromo nationalist organization called the Oromo Liberation Army. The government has made repeated attempts to reduce the threat from the OLA, but it recently hit back with some major attacks, and it was in the days subsequent to that that this massacre occurred, and witnesses, government officials and other groups have blamed it on this OLA group, but they have denied that they were involved and said that government forces actually committed the massacre.
So is there any evidence? What does the evidence tell us? Who's responsible?
But the evidence amounts to witness testimonies that activist groups, advocacy groups, and the media has been recording. Those witnesses talk about militants brutally murdering civilians of all ages and genders in this sort of village area, and some of them indeed put the blame on the Oromo Liberation Army. But it's a recent event, and it's been incredibly difficult, and there's been a real shortage of investigation and reporting coming from this part of Oromia because of the ongoing conflict. So there isn't that much evidence that's emerged yet.
What's really behind it? I see this big debate. Some say it's a power struggle. Others say that it's got purely to do with ethnic tensions. Does religion feature in any way?
Does what feature in any way, sorry?
Religion.
So religion doesn't seem like a big factor in this incident. We have a very kind of messy as well as violent political situation in Oromia. So there is the insurgency, counter-insurgency, and that's an Oromo nationalist rebel group that is saying that the Oromo people are marginalized by this government, that Oromia doesn't have autonomy and the Oromo people don't have their rights or their share of federal power. And then there's another component which has led to, sadly, incidents of this type in Oromia where minority Amhara civilians who mostly live elsewhere in Ethiopia, where they have been attacked. And the allegation there is that the Oromo nationalist ideology at its extreme identifies Oromia region as a homeland for purely the Oromo people. And that is the allegation that spills over into violence against other ethnicities, including Amhara in the region. But of course, again, that's hotly denied that's a tactic of the insurgency, the OLA insurgency.
Where does all of this overall leave Ethiopia in terms of stability, in terms of, building the country towards greater prosperity? We've got this issue on the one hand. On the other hand, you've got the issue in the Tigray region. By and large, does the government have a grip on the situation, or is there real fear here that things could further deteriorate?
The latter, really, but it is something of a, in terms of the risk of further deterioration, but it is something of a mixed picture at the moment. The civil war centered on Tigray has been utterly devastating for over 18 months, but there are moves towards peace talks between the federal government and the Tigray leadership now. So it looks like, although there are major challenges and hotspots, that could be calming down, but we do have instead an increasingly worrying situation in Oromia, At the moment, we see no signs from the government to try and address this through negotiations, try and establish a cessation of hostilities. And that seems to be leading to this intensifying violence at the moment. So whilst the problems in the north seem to be potentially reducing, we have a growing problem in Oromia, which is a huge region in the center of Ethiopia. That makes it very hard to stabilize the country, to try and get the country on any kind of back on any kind of sort of path towards development and growth. At Crisis Group, we really think it does need to be addressed through political discussions to address the root causes of the disagreements.
All right, William, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.